Pretty Dece, here we go. Facebook.com/Pretty Dece Show. It's time to geek out with Josh, your host.
Not content to simply dominate HGTV with their multitude of home buying and home renovating shows, the Property Brothers are now looking to get into the world of scripted sitcoms. What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Meek, the Uber Geek.
And I'm Jesse.
And we're here. This is Pretty Dece, your daily entertainment and pop culture show. And we're talking about the Property Brothers. The Property Brothers are, of course, the real-life twin brothers, Jonathan and Drew Scott. Now, you're a big fan of the Property Brothers. Is that not correct? They're in this kind of very niche but lucrative market of basically owning HGTV. At any point in time, you turn on HGTV, they're going to be there.
Pretty much, yeah.
What are some of the shows that they run? Can you think of any of these off the top of your head?
Brother versus Brother.
Okay, that's where they compete against each other in like a house renovation type deal. Okay.
Property Brothers.
Yes, that's the original show. That's where they're buying and renovating houses for people that are coming on the show.
Buying and selling.
No idea what that is. I'm assuming it's where you buy and sell houses.
Yeah, I think.
It sounds basically like the Property Brothers.
Special renovation shows with their brother.
Yes, because that's also the weird thing about them. There's another brother.
Yeah, he's
around. He's not one of the Property Brothers.
And sometimes they guest judge on another show.
Oh, okay. So they're all over HGTV.
A lot of shows.
You've no doubt seen them when you are, you know, visiting your mom's house and that's playing nonstop in the background. That's typically where you see these types of things. Or when you're channel surfing through and you happen to land on HGTV. Or if you're like us and you secretly kind of love these things and you can sit and watch them for hours and hours. It's very gross. It's called Growing Up Kids. It happens suddenly. It happens fast. One time you only see these shows when you are visiting your mom, and the next time you forget that your TV gets other channels, and you start picking out your favorite Property Brother. It gets very dark. Who's your favorite Property Brother?
I still can't really remember which one's which.
Okay. Do you like the one who's more into the real estate stuff?
No.
The one who's into the carpentry stuff.
Which is
I think
Drew.
Jonathan is into the carpentry stuff.
Jonathan.
I might be up.
Yeah.
I might have that backwards, though.
I like the one who wears more flannel.
Flannel's good, yeah. As someone who's actively wearing flannel at this moment, flannel's good. So the brothers, again, these shows are vaguely reality TV that they've been doing so far.
Yeah.
Buying houses, doing it. So now they've signed up with Fox to put out fully scripted shows, an actual sitcom, a comedy TV show. It's called It Takes Two, which is not the Mary-Kate and Ashley movie. This is a new series.
Is it a remake of it?
Yeah, no, it's not that either. So the tagline so far we've heard about the show is that two entrepreneurial twin brothers decide to join forces in the real estate business when they realize they're stronger together than apart. It sounds like a very like 90s feel good like Hallmark movie is really what the tagline sounds like.
Sounds like we're basically going to get Property Brothers, but with some laugh tracks.
Right. It's like Property Brothers, but someone who hopefully is better at comedy than them wrote some jokes.
Doesn't sound great.
Right. This is going to be terrible. I think that it's easy to make that prediction. If you were a betting man, this show is going to be bad, and it's going to last 10 episodes. I think that's probably going to be fair.
You think it's going to make it 10?
I mean, they probably do an initial order of 10, I think. Like, 10's usually like a pretty standard. Maybe it starts mid-season and they get 6. I don't know. Like, also, Fox doesn't have much else going on, really,
true,
as far as their comedy goes. This show really sounds kind of tailor-made to me to play directly after Reba reruns. I think it's targeting that exact same market. People who think Reba is cutting-edge and hilarious are going to love the Property Brothers It Takes Two show. I can't imagine anything about this show is going to offend your mom, who, again, is the exact target market, so there's nothing going to be edgy or interesting. Maybe they stumble into making some Full House type TV shows that fall right into the category of, I mean, it's okay, I guess I'll leave it on. But I don't see anything further than that from the show. But who knows, it might surprise us. This might be the next Breaking Bad, for all we know.
I mean, I'll watch it, but I watch a lot of stuff, so that's not saying
much.
That's
not saying a lot. The show's being written by two brothers themselves, which is interesting. John and Josh Silberman. They've worked on Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and they wrote the upcoming Wile E. Coyote movie. So, don't have a real good sense of their track record of work. I know nothing about that Wile E. Coyote movie, but I certainly love that they might use some of the jokes in both properties. I think
maybe
that's,
they'll chase each other off of cliffs.
Maybe, yeah, that'd be great. The big question, I think, for me, though, is are they going to play themselves? Are we going to get actors portraying the Property Brothers, or is it going to be the Property Brothers portraying fictional versions of themselves? And if that's the case, how meta can we go here?
Pretty sure it's going to be the type of show where everybody just goes by their real-life first name.
It's like all those shows in the 90s where they put
the
comedians.
Mindy Project.
Roseanne. Yeah, all those shows where it's just like, you know, it's a vehicle for you to say funny things.
Yeah.
On the screen.
Ellen.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm interested to see how long it takes for their other brother to guest star.
I did see in reading about this and this getting reported, one person suggested that the entire show should be written from his perspective. Seeing the Property Brothers get famous, which I really like that idea. But yeah, you know he's going to be on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And like getting his own little payday from it. So that is the Property Brothers. It's going to be weird, but we'll check it out because why not? That's going to do it for us for today for Pretty Dece. Thanks very much for joining us to talk about the Property Brothers. It Takes Two. If you want to support Pretty Dece, you can do so. Visit prettydeceshow.com/listener support to find out all of those details. You can help out. You can keep this show on the air, essentially. You can also listen to this show wherever you download your podcasts. We are everywhere. Or you can watch the video version. You might be doing that right now. Just visit youtube.com/prettydece to check out that channel. And of course, hit me up on social media. Let's make fun of the Property Brothers together. I would love to do that with you. Find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Pretty Dece Show.